Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Time for the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Florida's most in-depth coverage of high school sports.
Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute's physicians deliver the precision of academic medicine to every pro, adult, and youth athlete. For your best recovery, go with pro-level expert care. Recover your game at UHealthSports.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome to our last live, as I say, show of the year. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris with you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you can be with us. And what a great year it's been. And we will kind of relive a little bit of that next week. We'll have a little best of action for you during the holiday season. I will just follow, if you follow us on any of the social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or even X, we'll let you know exactly when it's on and how you could get it and replay and just check out some of the, maybe some of the things that you missed. I know a couple of guests that we'll have on tonight, maybe will be on next week as well, because we expect, as I said, this show to be a really, really good show because of the fact that we're kind of reflecting and then looking ahead. Over the next cup, we're looking back at the state championship still. That's how impactful it's been, especially down here with the state championships we've had from South Florida, whether it be Dade, Broward, or Palm Beach County. And, it's been one heck of a year. I've got to say that. I mean, as far as sports, and you know what we do, we go year-round. And we have a great audience that goes year-round with us because they love football. Well, they love sports, high school sports, because, you know, we kind of dabble into the basketball and also baseball, and we've gotten into everything. I think we've done soccer, we've done flag football. We try to do everything that we possibly can to kind of give everybody in our listening audience an opportunity to you know, to be known and to be seen and to be rewarded for what they do. And that's a great part of this, having this show. And we always thank that the management through Odyssey and through here at FM 104.3 WQAM for allowing us for now nearly two decades of doing this. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great ride. And every week, you know, obviously if people, oh, well, the season's over, there's nothing to do. And yeah, well, maybe not, because this is when it really, this is when everything happens. This is when you have the camps and this is when you have the All-Star games. We had an All-Star game last night, which was really good. Crib Classic, Dade versus Broward. Great. It's a great event. I mean, and I hope they continue to build it because, you know, obviously there's a couple thousand there last night, but a game like that where you have the best, some of the best seniors in Dade and Broward County and the youth football and the girls flag football. So they had it all day. They had youth, eighth grade, girls, which came down to overtime. Broward won it. And then Dade got them back in the high school game and won that. But yeah, you get a chance to see a lot of these kids, you know, some who have scholarships and some who don't. And that's the one thing that we'll always talk about. You know, I mean, I went over with a college coach the other day because I had posted that there's no way the NCAA should have a dark period for recruiting during playoffs and state championships. How is that even possible? Who the heck, who would think about that? In this day and age of the portal and NIL and all these transfers and everything happening, that you would make it harder for a student athlete to achieve a scholarship. I don't get it. It defies logic. You would think, you know what? The powers would be sitting in Kansas, I guess, aren't they? Shawnee Mission. They used to be in Kansas City around that area, the home office. But you're sitting around a table and going, you know what? Let's make it tougher for these kids to get scholarships by having more dark periods during vital times. And there was a coach that actually came on and debated me about it. And oh, well, they need college coaches need to, you know, to separate themselves. Separate yourself in July. Not now. This is when these student athletes are playing at their peak. They've just played, in some cases, a 14-game season. So wouldn't you think that they're at their very best and this is the time that a lot of these young men are trying to impress? Recruiting is so difficult now, especially for high school kids, because of the portal. It's no longer a cut and dry thing. I mean, you're going to fill your rosters with high school kids, sure. But during the period that comes up pretty soon, where the portal opens up, 30, 40% of your roster is also going to take on the look of juniors and seniors coming in, or graduates that are coming in for the following season to enhance your program. Because it's not just one school, it's every school doing it now. So it lessens the opportunity for these high school kids who may be on the fence. And even if you're an elite kid and you go to that college, you may not get the opportunity to play right away. And imagine, since you were 5 years old, you don't even know what a bench looks like. And then all of a sudden you get to a college level coming in as a high star rated player, and you don't really get an opportunity to compete for a playing time. You know, there, if you're really truly developing this talent, and I'm not going to call any colleges out, because you call one out, you can call dozens out for doing the same thing. And that's why you have this mass exodus every year and all these it's crazy, but during the course of a season, there's more chatter about kids who are going to leave. Oh, I'll bet you Johnny's going in the portal at the end of the year. That boggles my mind as much as high school kids talking to me on the sideline, oh, I can't wait till the 7-on-7 season starts. What? Holy mackerel. Where has this gone? Where has football gone? That you're talking in the middle of a season as a college football fan saying, oh, he'll be gone. He'll be in the portal. He'll be somewhere next year. Instead of dwelling on the fact that, well, I hope that hope Trevor gets better and, you know, gets bigger and stronger so he can get in the lineup by the end of the year. Maybe, you know, by next year as his sophomore or junior, he could be a vital part of this. Instead of saying, well, he's going to SMU next year. Or he's going to Florida or he's going, I don't know. And that's not being old. And that's not being around, you know, for all these years to have watched this. It's just common sense. I mean, I think the first time a high school football player came up to me and I was sitting on the bench, and it was like, I don't know, maybe fourth quarter. And the guy goes, hey, Mr. Bluestein, I got to tell you something. He goes, I can't wait till the 7-on-7 season starts. I was like, it's like that cartoon character that gets hit in the head with a frying pan. I'm thinking, damn, what did he just say? I mean, when was the last time that these kids were awarded a scholarship and their parents didn't have to pay for college by playing 7-on-7? Never. Yeah, that's the great part of this whole thing. And, you know, and especially now, this is the time of year where you start turning those heads. And then all of a sudden, we go into February. And between now and February, there'll be tons of exposure camps. And I always say this to the parents. They always ask me, what's a good event to go to, or what's a good camp to go to? Well, first of all, you shouldn't be paying a whole lot, $100, $125. And that's only because you got to pay the coaches. And I understand that. But when they come up with these $250, $300 price tag, what are you, nuts? These parents could hardly buy school clothes for these kids. And they're going to put $300 in your pocket so you can write an article and then forget about them? Nah. Believe me. I've run enough and I've been part enough of these events to know what it entails. And I'm not saying that anything is free, because it shouldn't be free because of the fact that, well, the NCAA, I believe, mandates if you're a sanctioned type of event that you have to at least charge, I think it's $35 or $50 or whatever, you know, for processing and stuff. And you got to hire people to work these things. So I fully understand it. You know, but not $200. And then what you need to ask the people, you got to be proactive. You just can't take, oh, Johnny went to that event, so I'm going. Well, maybe Johnny made a mistake. But you need to ask. Be proactive. Hey, I'm signing up. My parents just sent $125 check, and I'm registered. Where's the information from this camp going to go to? Just so my parents and I can follow up. Like, are you sending it to Bethune-Cookman or Kaiser or University of Miami? So I could call their recruiting people and say, hey, I was at a camp. I just want you to be on kind of lookout for my numbers that I, you know, ran there, or some video that came out of the camp where, you know, I showed, you know, I can cover, or, you know, I have a Twitch or whatever. You'd be surprised how many of these people will, I'll get back to you, because they have no clue. They're lying. They just want your money. Honest. Believe me, there's nobody in this listening audience or anybody that's running camps that have run more than we have. It's a fact. I mean, you've been around for 55 years. There's very, very, very few people that are doing this as long as we have. So, and I'm so freaking honest to these parents where they get angry. No, well, you can't tell me that I shouldn't go to that. Yeah, check out, do your research. Parents, if you're going to let go a couple of bills, which I'm sure you work your tail off for, find out what's going to be in it. You know, what's going to be on the other side of that thing? Or, you know, how is it going to benefit? if your kid goes to an event, we have an event coming up at Winter Park and January 18th. And what we do is every single player that comes, every single one, and we've had 150, we've had 120. What we do is we get the information out. We do a little profile on them. If you know, our video people are there, we'll put that out, put out photos. And then we urge everybody who attends to tag us throughout the course of the year on anything they do. Do you wrestle? Do you play baseball? Do you a track guy? What about spring football? Tag us. And if you have updated film, we'll put that out too. You got to be honest. You got to be upfront. People don't realize you have to be because of the fact that for the most part, and I know I've been threatening to do this for years and years and years, and our good friend Chad Wilson, who obviously his two sons went through the recruiting process, we have been toying with the idea of having seminars for these parents, not high school parents, but elementary school and middle school, so you understand, so you can be proactive, so you'll have the knowledge that when somebody comes at you and says, well, I can help your kid, I can get him a scholarship. Let me tell you something. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can get your kid a scholarship but your kid. Nobody. Nobody's doing anybody a favor like that. They may look at them extra, or they may say, hey, listen, you know what? Why don't you walk on to this college? You know, we'll give you a little preferential walk on. You still got to pay, but, I mean, you have Bright Futures, or you have this, or Florida Prepaid, or something that you invested in, right? And then you go from there. But nobody who comes up to you and says, oh, I can get your kid a scholarship. No, you can't. It's impossible, because people at colleges would be losing their jobs all the time if they were just awarding scholarships just because, you know, Jimmy told them to. But these events, these off-season combines and camps, and I'm not talking about, you know, like Torian Wilson, who runs his, you know, line camps, or Oliver Bozeman, and who works with quarterbacks. Those are just like going to class. Those are being taught. You know, you teach, you develop, okay? They're not events where they go, well, if you don't come to this quarterback training, you know, Brandon Kornbluh, special teams, kickers, punters, long snappers. Their competition, obviously, is because it's a competition. But they also train and they develop. So to me, I have no shoot. You know, whatever you work out financially with these people, that's completely up to you guys. But I'm just talking about these, you know, and I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want anyone to get upset. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of events where they we have this thing here this week, and it, you know, give us $140, and we'll make sure that, you know, you get looked at by who? By who? You know, I mean, so parents, guardians, bigger brothers, bigger sisters, whatever, when you're gonna part with some money like that, or even if you're not, find out, be proactive. If they're going to send this stuff to somebody, if they're going to get it out to colleges, find out which ones, because the real people will tell you, well, we're getting them out to Florida A&M and Bethune-Cookman and, you know, all the new schools, and, you know, in your area, the NAIA schools, the, you know, Division III schools and division. Okay. And you say to yourself, okay, then you do your research and understand that a lot of those schools, you're going to have to get financial aid for. They're going to give you scholarship money for what you've done, hopefully in the classroom, but you're going to have to come up with some money out of your pocket. But that's an investment. Those are the smaller schools are elite schools. They give you in the classroom a lot of individual attention, and their graduation rate is amazing. And they have a lot of people in high places, you know, that could get you a job, you know, so that, you want to continue your athletic career. I don't care what it is, lacrosse, baseball, girls softball, flag football. But you also want to get that scholarship. You want to get that education, and you want to be able to walk out of that college. And if you love the sport so much, then get your degree and maybe get a master's degree and teach and maybe coach, you know, and then you could be around the game for your entire life. And as you see at the elite level, these college coaches make a pretty good living. You know what? A lot of them walk away with more money than I'll ever see from just getting fired. You know, that's the craziest part of it. But that's what you set yourself up for. So if you love football, baseball, whatever, so much, get your degree, and then you could be right in the midst of it for the rest of your life. But don't go thinking that you're going to be, just because you compete against Richie and you beat Richie on one-on-ones, but Richie's 6'4", 230, and he's getting looked at. You know, you're 5'10", 170, and you're a talented person, and you can play. But the reality of it is you've got a lot of people to sell on that. Oh, Richie doesn't. He's 6'4", 230. You know, right? Look at Emery Williams. And everybody, this is a perfect example. Emery Williams, almost 6'5", 220. Throws the ball 60 yards in the air, maybe even longer. So he's more apt if he goes to a pro camp down the line to get looked at a lot quicker than that 5'10", 200-pound kid that played at a good school or even a better school but doesn't have the measurables. Very few Drew Breeses. You know what? If you're going to be Kyler Murray, your ass better run a 4.27. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. You got to be real. As I said, great show tonight. Our last live one of the year, and we got a good one. A couple weeks ago, Cardinal Newman upset Chaminade Madonna. Their quarterback, Jairon Hewley, is going to West Virginia. Perfect fit for this young man. He's going to join us about 7:35. St. Thomas Aquinas won their seventh straight state title, and the quarterback was Mason Mallory, who won last year at West Boca Raton. He's going to join us around 7:25. While we're talking football, the great basketball tournament that's going on in South Florida right now is the Krell Classic. It's been forever, but they've enhanced it over the last couple of years. Broward Education Foundation has kind of taken that thing over. A lot of great sponsors. Sean Serra will join us. We'll talk about what's going on there. They also have the Hall of Fame. They have a lot of other things. They have the Brian Piccolo Award. They do a lot of other things. University of Miami won a big one. We know that. David Lake from Inside the U is going to join us. We'll talk about that game against A&M and also look ahead to New Year's Eve with Ohio State. Over the weekend, the Kaiser University Seahawks went to their fourth consecutive national NAIA national championship game, fell short. Head coach Miles Russ is going to join us. And new hire at University of South Florida, Brian Hartline. We're going to have him in a couple of weeks, but we're going to find out about the impact of that hiring. Sean Havens from the Bulls 247 is going to join us as well. Great show. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we get things going for a Monday. We're here with you until 8.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's get back to South Florida high school sports on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
Back with you, Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris on a Monday. Thanks so much for joining. Last live show. We'll have a best of next week for you to ring in the new year. But, yeah, like I said, great guest. A lot happening in the offseason. You know that. I mean, I don't have to tell you. Coaching changes. And one big coaching change here in the state of Florida. And I think it's a great coaching change because you lose somebody like Alex Golish, who really started to turn the corner at the University of South Florida, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, wow, you know what? He's going to Auburn. We got to get somebody that's going to make a splash. Well, guess what? They did. Brian Hartline, who is familiar to everybody here in South Florida, playing for the Dolphins, familiar to Ohio State fans as well. He'll be your new head coach at the University of South Florida. And Sean Havens, who covers USF for Bulls 247, will have an opportunity to deal with Coach Hartline quite a bit, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Sean, thanks so much. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and got to be a little bit of excitement around Tampa right now.
Yeah, it is exciting. You know, we'll have a new coach for the first time in a few years. I think it'll be a different approach from what we saw under Golish, which was, you know, mostly predicated around his offense and the unique system that they had. And I think, from what I've heard, I think Hartline will be more of a business approach. You know, they have a general manager and everything, so it seems like that's the path they're going.
Yeah. And he's a great recruiter, and he's coming from a premier program. He's played at the level, but he's really known. He's more of a Mario Cristobal in the fact that he's known for how he recruits. You know, he's the type of guy that kind of closes deals, and especially in that area. And you got to give Alex Golish so much credit for what he started, and with the ball started rolling. They had excitement this year. They were mentioned early on, you know, after beating Florida as a team that had a possibility to be one of the playoff teams. But Brian Hartline brings that excitement, and he brings that enthusiasm. Talk about that, because I think that's something, especially with the new facility and with the new stadium coming up over the next couple of years that you have to have in your program?
Yeah, I think part of the reason they took Heartline was because they want to have someone that can open the stadium, which should be in 2027, and okay, someone that can, you know, build up the program to that point where we open the stadium and we hopefully have a solid product to put on the field. And I think Heartline will do that. Like you said, he's a great recruiter. I mean, all you have to do is look at the wide receivers that he's gotten at Ohio State. And he's really good at putting them in a good position to be successful.
Yeah. And he comes in with street cred. These kids know of him. You know, they know Jeremiah Smith and they know Brandon Innes. And they know, as you mentioned, some of the great receivers that play at Ohio State. But they also know them from being from the state of Florida and competing against them, whether it be during a season or in the 7-on-7. So he comes in, you know, with a lot of people singing his praises, but at the same time, you know, he's going to be that guy who's going to embrace, you know, maybe making that move to a Power Four conference over the next couple of years. Has there been much talk about that, or, you know, because I know that Coach Golish didn't want to press that. He just wanted to take one day at a time. Has there been any more talk, because obviously you have a built-in in-state rival in UCF in the Big 12. Has there been any, Sean, any more talk about maybe joining a better conference over the next couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, that's the main goal. I mean, I think there's two goals at the moment. It's to win the conference championship for the American, which they haven't done to this point. They've had really successful seasons and, you know, 10, 11 win seasons, but they haven't gotten to that point. And then the other goal is to get to the power conferences, whatever they are in the future. And I think his hire is made to get us to that point. And they are going to spend with the, you know, the revenue, the going towards the players, they're spending to the point pretty much at a Power Four level, hoping that gets the success on the fields so that they're able to make that transition.
Yeah, no doubt. Sean Havens joins us. He covers the University of South Florida extensively for Bulls 247. What has been said? Have you been able to talk to any of the players that'll be back? Because they had a really good recruiting class and they signed quite a few players. Has there been any feedback from any of the returning players that, you know, that during the bowl game or the practices that you covered? Was there any positives to Heartline coming in?
Yeah, you know, especially the wide receivers, because they know his name. You know, maybe some of the other players, you know, if you're a defensive lineman, maybe you hear the name and you don't, you know, it doesn't come to mind like it would for the wide receivers, but they definitely had a positive response. I would say probably almost all of them had posts on their, you know, Instagrams and Twitters and stuff, you know, after the announcement was made, you know, especially for the wide receivers. I mean, that's a name that they all know, you know,
yeah,
especially him coming down to South Florida. So,
yeah. Yeah, you're right. And not only that, he started to hire some pretty decent people too. I see he's got a couple coordinators that kind of ring the bell a little bit. And you know that, and that's the best thing. People don't realize that with all the time that a lot of these coaches, whether who they played with that are coaching or who they played for, that there's a lot of coaches that they've kind of like gotten close to over the years and probably said, hey, listen, if I ever get a head job, I'd like you to be part of it. He started to do that already. I know one of the young men from the state of Florida, from Merritt Island, Danny Verpel, who has an opportunity to come in here, and he's been here before. He knows the state. Having guys like that, plus other guys who, you know, who have been, you know, at a high level before. So I think that's a huge positive for him.
Yeah, it looks like they have, you know, so there's 11 on-field coaches, including the head coach. So there's 10 assistants. And they have, it looks like they've made 7 hires of those 10, including the offensive and defensive coordinators. So they've definitely made a dent in that process. And they still have all 3 of their hires remaining are on the offensive side of the ball, which is, you know, where he makes his hay. So I'm sure he has guys pinned for those positions as well.
Yeah. Any holdovers at all? Will there be any?
Yes.
Who are they going to keep?
So they kept Chad Creamer, which was the special teams coach.
Yeah.
And then James Rowe. Okay. He was safeties. He's switching over to corners. He's a USF guy as well.
Right. Pretty neat. Especially having guys that they know, but having guys that the players know. So that's going to be an acclimation period, I'm sure, over the next month or so, once the new kids come in early in January, and then they get going towards spring. But that's awesome. Sean, let everybody know how they can follow you, because you do a great job. You cover this team really well, and I know you'll be on top of every move.
Yeah, so I post on 24/7 Sports on Bulls 247. I've been following all the coaching changes, transfer news with Byram entering today. You know, that was a big ripple. So just trying to keep up with everything, you know, football related at this point with so much going on in the calendar. So,
yeah, no doubt. And you do a great job, and I can't thank you enough. Have a Merry Christmas to you and your family, and enjoy, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Good stuff. Sean Haven from the Bulls 247. You know, he's on top of everything, and we'll be talking, as I said, to Brian Hartline. You know, we're wishing our buddy Joey Knight, who joins us quite a bit from Tampa Bay Times, is battling cancer, and we pray for him daily. And I told him that yesterday. So we'll have, God willing, Joey back on towards the spring, but we're going to cover USF just like we do every other school in the state. But the one school, and I went to this program more than any school in the offseason, because they run a first-class program, they have great coaches, really good facilities, and they have been to the national NAIA championship game 4 straight years. Lost a heartbreaker over the weekend, but nevertheless, the Seahawks of Kaiser University remain one of the premier college football programs in the state. And we welcome in the head coach, Miles Russ. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on another great year. You're another one I pray for daily. And not only that, Coach, I can't say enough about the job that you guys did this year. And Merry Christmas to you and your family and the staff.
Yeah, thank you so much, Blue. And likewise, man, it's been such a blessing to be a part of this program. And I really appreciate your support, not just for our program, but for all the kids around the South Florida area. You do a great job. And, you know, we really appreciate you allowing us to be on your platform as well.
This is another one of those years. You know, you and I talked, you know, a couple of times during the year, and, you know, you said, hey, listen, we got the talent to do this again. You know, you're rated number 2 all year long. And the great thing about NAIA is you get to play the best of the best. And at the end of the year, the top 2 teams, 1 and 2, get to go against each other.
Yeah.
Talk about the thrill of being, I know obviously you like to come away with a win, but being in that situation and having so many players experience in that, especially the senior class for 4 straight years, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so proud of our players, our assistant coaches, our support staff, because, you know, we've been trying to get prepared for that moment for an entire year. You know, when we lost against Grandview last year, I really looked at myself in the mirror and just try to find different ways of how I can get our team more prepared, you know, what we needed to work on to hopefully get back to that point and hopefully, you know, get over that hump. And I thought, you know, the assistant coaches and the players really believe in what we had to do. And we made a lot of different changes in terms of our program for the better, and it allowed us to get back to that point. You know, unfortunately, we weren't able to get it done, but it definitely wasn't a waste of a year. You know, the growth that I've seen part of our program and our culture was tremendous, and I really appreciate our players so much for believing in our culture and our program and taking those extra steps for us to get back to that point.
Yeah. And I mean, this isn't something that comes overnight. You know that as well as I do. There's a lot that goes into this. I mean, football, as great a game as it is, it has the longest off season of any sport. I mean, we play for 3-4 months, but we're off for 8. And now you're in that 8-month period where it becomes essential to get your team ready, to recruit ready, to get, you know, to see what players are going to leave, see what players that are going to come, use that incoming freshman class along with that transfer class to build towards a fifth straight appearance. Talk about that, because the next couple of months are going to be busy for you. You're going to start, you know, you want to get your roster right, but at the same time, prepare for spring and get this thing going again where you're going to be one of the top teams in the country again. How does that play out in January, February, and into March?
Yeah, so we're going to get back to recruiting. That's where it starts. That's always been our foundation of our program, you know, taking care of home first, you know, that 50-mile radius within West Palm Beach and going from there. You know, we, you know, look at our roster. Most of our roster is from the South Florida area into just Florida in general. So we're going to get back on that. And we really think we can continue to take that next step, especially in the high school. We feel like we can get higher caliber high school kids. Unfortunately, with the portal and a lot of other teams being in the portal so much and those high school kids needing a place to go. And I think we have shown that we give those guys opportunity. And when those guys come to our program and dominate and also graduate, they have opportunity to continue to grow within football and their education at the higher levels as well. So that's our goal. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to continue to build that foundation of our program.
Yeah, obviously you do a tremendous job. Coach Miles Rush joining us, head coach at Kaiser University. And not only that, coach, then you start getting into your spring and then you get an opportunity to send your coaches out and watch a lot of the high schools during their spring. And then the fun part comes during the summer. You have your Friday Night Lights event, which was great last couple of times. Then you have your padded camp, your padded team camps. You have your 7-on-7. So you're busy. I mean, with Coach Ortiz and the gang. Yeah. I mean, you guys keep everybody busy there, but that's a fun part of being involved in college sports, especially college football, that on any given Friday night or Saturday, your campus is alive with a lot of young kids, parents, which is great because they get an opportunity to come on a campus and see what you guys have and also see the facilities, how it's continued to grow and some of the events. Sir. But again, the most important thing is that you stay healthy and God bless you for what you've done and your family. I want you to have a great Christmas. You guys deserve it more than anything. And certainly, we'll see each other a lot. You'll get sick of seeing me up there.
No, I appreciate it, Coach.
I enjoy it. But have a great holiday, Coach, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. You have a good one. Thank you again.
Good stuff. Coach Miles Russ, none better. He's such a great guy and does a tremendous job. Everybody respects him. Like I said, you know the story. He spent a lot of this year trying to recover and from a health issue, and he did, and he's back, and we love that guy because he's such a instrumental part of that program. And how anybody in this state cannot respect for what they've done. You know, I don't care what level it is, but they have some dudes, and they play great football just like anybody else, and they win, and a lot of people know them more than they do a lot of other programs in the state just from being on a national showcase. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap up hour number one. David Lake from Inside the U is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 1043 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Radio show for a Monday night. Larry Bluestein along with Trevor Harris taking you up until 8 o'clock. Thanks so much to Coach Miles Russ from Kaiser University. Also, Sean Havens from Bulls 247, as we talked about the addition of Brian Hartline to the Bulls family. Now we turn our attention to what everybody's talking about right now. University of Miami's 10-3 win on Saturday at College Station to advance to the quarterfinals on New Year's Eve at, I believe kickoff will be 7:30, right? 7:30, you can hear the action right here, probably at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or maybe around that time. They'll be so excited to do a pregame here, but somebody who's been with this program for a long time has got some great insight and does an outstanding job from inside the U. David Lake, and Dave is kind enough to join us this evening. Dave, thanks so much for taking the time. And I'll tell you what an exciting game on Saturday only sets the table for next week.
Amazing to be on with you, Larry, talking college football playoffs with you. And yeah, Saturday was a great performance by Miami going on the road. It was a difficult environment, as you know, to go earn a victory. But yeah, here to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, you know what I want to talk about is that every time Miami is doubted, they rise up to the challenge. This is a program that, you know, it reminds me of, you know, baseball when you have a team that comes down to the final day of the season. They've been playing at a playoff level, you know, for like weeks with Miami. Mm-hmm. They weren't sure what was going to happen, David. They weren't sure if the committee would say, hey, you know what? Miami deserves an opportunity. They knew they did, but when they were ready, they understood the assignment, and they went there and battled 104,000 fans. And, you know, maybe it wasn't the greatest output ever, but you got to remember a 35-mile-an-hour to a 50-mile-an-hour gust in a program, in an environment that a lot of people don't win at. And Miami went out there, pulled back their ears, and did a tremendous job, and probably showed why they're one of the best defensive teams in the country.
I agree with you, and I think, you know, as you know and understand, like, the area of the field that this game was won on was at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And I think that's what makes this team so successful on the field, with the ability to go out and beat a Texas A&M, go out and beat a Notre Dame, right? But on the flip side, too, they're also very hard to beat because they are so good on the offensive and defensive lines. And as you look ahead to, no doubt, the most talented team in the country, Ohio State, awaiting Miami there in that Cotton Bowl matchup. Look, Miami's going to be competitive in that game because of who they are on the offensive and defensive lines.
Yep. I 100%. And not only that, it's a funny statement, and I don't know how Nick Saban became one of the University of Miami supporters, but he has been. And when you listen to him, he's realistic about everything. And he even said, he posed the question, I think, last week. Maybe it wasn't during game day, but it was one of the interviews, and they go, well, you know what, collectively – through 4 or 5 weeks of the season, every time you put on the college football show, everyone goes, Miami's the best team right now, and it's not even close. And he says, when did that all change? He says, to me, they dominate on both sides of the line of scrimmage. They've got NFL prospects, obviously, as we know, coming into the season. But now with Jacoby Thomas and some of these other players that emerge on the defensive side of the ball, you've got a whole bunch of guys that are going to be showing up on NFL rosters over the next couple of years, not just on the offensive line or not just at wide receiver, you know, or potentially, you know, Mark Fletcher down the road as well. But this defense, much maligned last year, and every time you and I talk, it was always, oh, my God, we're going to score 40, but how much is the other team going to score? Mm-hmm. Talk about that turnaround, because I think that everybody's talking about Miami's being one of the better and most athletic defenses. Last year at this time, they weren't talking about Miami in a positive way.
100%. And I think you would agree, Larry, that this is a championship-level defense. Last year, Miami had that championship-level offense. But it was a, you know, it was a fraudulent team. And I think anytime you have if you had to pick, right, if you're gonna be a program that can legitimately compete for championships, the way you do it is through defense. And, you know, Miami's won 5 championships in their history. And really the identity, the backbone of those championship teams comes from being a dominant defensive team. And this team has certainly taken on a fun physical. I mean, we saw an incredibly physical game at Texas A&M from this defensive side of the football. And, you know, a lot of praise to Corey Heatherman is deserved, because he has flipped this thing in 1 year, which I think is pretty rare to do. And, you know, they went to the portal. They got some talented corners that definitely eased up a lot of the pressure. They simplified the front. Now Reuben Bain and Akeem Mezidore are playing like first-round type of defensive ends. And, you know, he's got this group playing fast and confident and playing for each other. I mean, look, the last two plays of that game, it was Bryce Fitzgerald, a true freshman, picking off the pass at the end zone to end it. But I believe it was the play before, Bo Torre, you know, sacrifices his body to dislodge the football. What would have been a touchdown. He's got this group believing and playing hard for each other.
100%. And it is Motori who he worked with at Rutgers, a guy that has quietly been the most productive tackler on the team. He leads the team in tackles. And a lot of people, if you ask that question right now, David, to anybody, they'd never guess that name. But you look in the stat sheet every single week, 10 tackles, 2 assists, you know, 7 tackles, 4 assists. And that's because of the fact that they worked so hard to get him, you know, coming off an injury from last year. But that's what this portal's all about, the knowledge of some of these players that you've been around. And, you know, you go back and say to yourself, well, wait a minute. This kid was a beast at Rutgers. If he regains anywhere near the form and he wants to come here, we got to have him here, Coach Cristobal. We got to have this guy, because if he regains any of that form, and he has, David, he's been a real, real, you know, while we talk about Mesidor and Bain and Blay and a lot of these other guys who have made, there's been some unsung heroes in the defense as well. And you're 100% right. You have the 2024 offense with this 2025 defense. I don't think anybody comes within 14 points of this team, because that's 100%. Just the makeup of this program. But coming in, obviously, give me a key for Miami to coming out of the Cotton Bowl with a win.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we'll just keep it simple, right? I think on offense, you need Carson Beck to go win you the game. Let's be honest. He didn't need to go win the game against Texas A&M. Ohio State's a different beast. They need their quarterback to be productive and go win the game. And then on the other side of the ball, I think you saw it against Indiana in that Big Ten championship game. You need the defensive line to harass Julian Sain.
Yeah, and not give him time. I agree 100%. David, let everybody know how they can follow you guys. You, Chris, and the gang are doing great work, and I know you're going to be churning out a lot of stuff over the next week.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Go check out our work at InsideTheU.com.
Okay. And you guys could, and I know that David's busy doing his videos and, you know, a lot of stuff at practice as well. And again, happy holidays to you and your family, David. I thank you so much for what you do and for joining us and making this program a lot better.
Happy to be on with you anytime, Larry. Thank you.
Good stuff. David Lake from Inside You ends hour number one. Please don't go away. We got a lot more right up until 8 o'clock.
Time for the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Florida's most in-depth coverage of high school sports.
Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute's physicians deliver the precision of academic medicine to every pro, adult, and youth athlete. For your best recovery, go with pro-level expert care. Recover your game at UHealthSports.com.
Welcome back to hour number two. Larry Bluestein with you on a Monday evening with Trevor Harris taking you up until 8 o'clock. Thanks so much. If you didn't listen in the first hour, we had some pretty good guests. Sean Havens talked about the hiring of Brian Hartline at University of South Florida. We are joined by head coach Miles Russ of Kaiser University, finished second in the nation for the third out of 4 years. That 1 year, they won it all. Amazing. 4 straight years, NAIA state, a national playoffs. And we talked University of Miami with David Lake from Inside You. Now we open up hour number two. In addition to football, there's a lot of other things going on, especially this time of year. They just had the knockout wrestling tournament that being held up in Kissimmee. And congratulations. I mean, there's some great programs, not just Florida, but throughout the country that go to that. And the Mako brothers, Peter and Michael, both took home individual titles in that event from Cardinal Gibbons. So congratulations to them. And I mean, we're talking big time teams. Camden County of Georgia comes, Tennessee teams, Alabama teams, and obviously a lot of the programs from throughout the state of Florida. Also going on, and every year about this time, the Krell Basketball Classic. And it is a classic. Great teams, not only from local and throughout the state, but throughout the entire country, all the way as far as Utah with Corner Canyon, who we saw in football. And you know what? The Broward Education Foundation has really taken things over. Over the last couple of years, they've they've sunk their teeth into this event and have just elevated it to just amazing proportions. And Sean Serra, as you know, has done a tremendous job here in South Florida, from being a principal all the way to being the director of athletics, and now as one of the key members of Broward Education Foundation. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Sean, a lot of great basketball being played. Dave Brousseau is like inundating me with box score after box score from everybody, from everywhere. I don't know where to look first.
Now, right now we got Cardinal Gibbons under the leadership of Coach Mallon versus the living legend, Coach Melvin Randall, Northwestern, and it's 13-5 at the quarter, Gibbons leading. So, yeah, we got a lot of great basketball going on, Larry, and we appreciate your support and your coverage. Without you, a lot of people wouldn't know.
You know what? And then you look at, the other day, the young man, Jeffrey Prophet from Fort Lauderdale, set a 3-game scoring record, and only Dave would know about that. Jai Dawkins, who had become, who was the individual record holder, Jeffrey Prophet held it all the way back from 2015, and Jai Dawkins broke that. With 115 points, holy mackerel, in 3 games. Yeah. And that and St. Thomas playing well, a big win for the Blanche Ely girls over St. Thomas. So there's been a lot of action, and not only just local, but you're attracting a lot of the programs from outside the area. Talk about that and how you guys have elevated this, because this, you know, we know that the Crow Classic has been big for a long, long time, and they've played it for numerous years. It kind of like slid a little bit. You guys came and picked it up, and now you're bringing it back to where it was and then beyond.
Yeah, Larry, no, thank you for that. And we're in our 36th year of the Crell National Basketball Tournament. And we have 41 teams participating, 21 boys, 20 girls. And they're coming from 11 states. The rest of them are from the Tri-County or state of Florida, which is just remarkable. And we just try to treat this as like a winter classic tournament that the college teams get to enjoy at their level, where the teams come in and they get to stay at a nice hotel on the beach and get to go some really good participating restaurants and get apparel from BSN and really get great competition. And that's the greatest thing that we wanted to bring to these kids, is a memory and hopefully a legacy that will help them get into college through some scholarship opportunities. And it was phenomenal to see some college coaches in the gym today talking to other coaches and really just trying to track and trend South Florida and across the country.
And it's well covered too, because you have a lot of, as you mentioned, not only the Sentinel and the Herald, and Dave's doing an awesome job as he always does, but you get a lot of national attention because there are some national teams playing in it. And when you look at a St. Thomas Aquinas, which won the 6A state title last year, and you have teams like Stranahan who have won it in the past and are still amongst the best. And as you mentioned, Cardinal Gibbons, you know, when they won their state championship. So you have a lot of lineage here, and you mentioned Coach Randall, what he's done, and the St. Thomas and the Ely girls. You have teams in here. I mean, and not just, you know, the local teams, but, you know, like teams like Doral Academy from Miami and Grandview Prep, who's done well for years and years. And, you know, American Heritage, the same way. So you've been able to get a lot of talent, you know, in there. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, just like you said, I mean, our local teams are thriving. As previously mentioned, we brought in 20 teams from outside of the state of Florida. And what's a testament to what we're doing down here in the Tri-County areas? I mean, look at the boys bracket. You got Coral Glades in the championship game. And then right now you got Cardinal Gibbons playing Northwestern. So 3 out of the 4 represent this area. And the other teams, you know, they came in, and we've had some phenomenal games. Many of them have gone into overtime. And then, like you mentioned, in the girls' bracket, I mean, we had Dillard, Blanche, Ely, American Heritage, just to name a few. So we're definitely trying to elevate the girls' side of things when we took over as a foundation under James Knapp and Shea Sarriago. We really put a lot of focus in trying to build that brand. So we went from four teams to 20, and that's something that we're pretty proud of. We want to be a premier destination for the girls' side for sure.
You will, and it's growing. Talk a little bit about the Broward Education Foundation and, you know, what you guys have been doing, because you've stepped it up, not only with the athletics, but obviously through academics as well.
Yeah, the Broward Education Foundation is a 501c3 that supports Broward County Public Schools, and they're the first 501c3 to support a school district that's built an athletic arm in the state and the country. And we're very proud of that. And we started the first year with three events. Now we're up to nine. We have a wrestling tournament. We're aligned with the Bobby Stanley next week. And then we're bringing girls flag football national showcase in February. We partnered with the Florida Panthers to deliver their state championship series in February. So we want to, you know, keep the best in the brightest and Broward while bringing the greatest competition we can. But we can't do it without some sponsors, and Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital is leading the way. I mean, they've been the forefront of everything that we've been doing since the beginning. We thank Tony Million for that and Alex Cunningham. BSN Sports under Jim Bistro and Frank Marquez provided all the apparel. Publix gave us opportunity to feed kids Gatorade, kept everyone hydrated, Visit Lauderdale, Coral Springs. But the last one I really, really want to mention is the BCA, because without our partnership with Broward County Public Schools and the Broward County Athletic Association under Dr. Wanza and soon to be Dr. Brown, we would not be able to really accomplish what we're accomplishing in every aspect of the way.
Nice. Do I have to call her Dr. Brown every week now, or can I?
Pretty soon.
I still call?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good thing. She doesn't. The one thing about Patty is her ego is just not there, so it doesn't matter. And she's done some great things. She filled some huge shoes, you know that as well. And I can't thank you enough for coming on with us this evening. I know it's been a football intensive show, but certainly I wanted to get you recognized for what you guys have done. And I do want to shout out Dave Brousseau. He's tireless. Such a key contributor to the BCA, and he's kept us aware of everything that's going on. You know, more so than you even know, Sean. I try to keep up with Dave. It's awfully tough, but thanks so much. Have a great rest of your tournament, and we'll catch up really soon.
Yeah, Larry, thanks again for having us on. And congratulations on being one of the top high school sports talk shows in the country. An accolade you've earned and deserve.
Thank you, man. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And congratulations on the marriage of your young lady there.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Sean Serra on the Broward Education Foundation. We appreciate everything that he does and he brings to the table as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap it up. Two really, really good football players from state champion St. Thomas Aquinas Mason Mallory and from the state champion Cardinal Newman Crusaders, Jairon Hewley. They are next.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
Trevor Harris with you up until 8 o'clock. Thanks so much for joining us on perhaps our live show. We'll have our best of next week, and then we'll get right back at it the week after. Certainly football kind of wrapping up a little bit. We thanks to Sean Serra, who from the Broward Education Foundation, who was at the Crail Basketball Classic. and certainly doing a tremendous job. Some of the best basketball teams in the country are out there. Speaking about basketball, our next guest plays basketball, but he also plays football and plays it extremely well. State champion a year ago at West Boca, and then a couple of weeks ago did it as the quarterback for St. Thomas Aquinas, leading the Raiders to their seventh consecutive state championship. We welcome in Mason Mallory. Mason, thanks so much for taking the time. Merry Christmas, and certainly congratulations on what has been a tremendous high school career.
Thank you very much. You know, Merry Christmas to you as well.
Talk about your career. I mean, you're one of those guys last year standing on the podium. I still remember taking a picture of you at the end of the game and, you know, beating a Kissimmee Osceola team. And then this year, fast forward with a different team, same results. Talk about what your high school career has been like. And, you know, obviously you came over to St. Thomas to help win another state title. And certainly you accomplished that. Talk about you and what it's taken to get to this level of your career.
You know, my career definitely was a roller coaster, a lot of ups and downs. You know, a lot of people, being that I started playing football freshman year, not a lot of people would think I'd be a two-time state champion quarterback for two prominent programs down here in South Florida. But I definitely just want to start off by saying, you know, I'm blessed because I know there's a lot of kids, not only in South Florida, but across the country, that wish to be in the same position that I am. And, you know, I kind of attribute that to my hard work and my persistence. And once I got a taste last year of how it felt to be a state champion, I knew I wanted to come do it again my senior year, and that's what I did.
Yeah. And no doubt. And you take a look and you get to St. Thomas, you look around you and you see, you know, whether you're walking the halls or going into the George Smith Center where they have so many trophies or they have to have them on the floor. But you get in a situation where you look around you and a lot of your teammates, you know, like Justice Fitzpatrick, you know, had an opportunity to win four state titles. A lot of those kids who were seniors are four-time state champions. You look at some of the coaches over there, Coach Harriet, and you look at Coach Russell and some of those people who wore that same uniform that you wore this year and have gone through all that. Talk about that, because I think that means so much to know that the people who are teaching you actually lived what you were going through.
Yeah, definitely. You know, being surrounded by teammates like that and coaches like that also definitely, I feel like, make the job kind of easier in a sense, you know, because we all have the same mindset and the same goal at the end of the day. You know, at St. Thomas, there really is a standard. Like, a lot of people hear us say, yeah, we have this standard, but they don't really know what that standard is. And I feel like you only understand that once you step foot on that campus. And me being a part of that, me being a part of history alone, is just a great feeling.
Right. No doubt. And also being a person of faith, you know, that's what Coach Harriet's about. He's always been like that. I mean, that's what he does. He believes that, you know, everything is possible through God, obviously. Talk about that, because I don't know if you've ever been through a regiment like that where, you know, I mean, where the faith kind of guides you every step of the way in and out of the classroom. And I know that's a huge belief at St. Thomas. Talk about that, because I think that's an important part of life.
Yeah, definitely. You know, going to St. Thomas not only made me a better football player, but a better man off the field. And that's another thing I'm very grateful for, is how they were able to, not even just Coach Harry, you know, Coach Harry played a very big part, but my teammates as well, helping me strengthen my relationship with Christ. And, you know, that started ever since I first got there. You know, it took a little bit to, you know, get used to. It's definitely different, but it was definitely for the better. You know, I'll forever be grateful for that.
No doubt. Mason Mallory joins us, two-time state champion, once at West Boca, and obviously West Boca won. I know you're happy for those guys this year as well. I know you have a lot of friends there and a lot of people that that you respect quite a bit. You know, we had JV on 2 weeks ago, and obviously he's a guy that certainly last year didn't get a chance to play in the state championship, so it was huge for him this year. Talk about your future. I mean, you know, to everybody who watched you down the stretch and all the games in the state playoffs and the state championship, say, hey, this kid's one of the best. Any colleges that you're close to maybe signing with, or are you going to still keep that open for a while?
You know, right now, I know this is kind of the most prominent time where schools are starting to come back down. So I'm thinking I'm just keeping my recruitment open. And, you know, I know that God has a plan for me, and I know something big is coming down the line. You know, I had a pretty good season this year. You know, we were able to finish state champions. You know, that was the main goal since I got to St. Thomas. And stats-wise, I looked really good. So I know there's some schools that are going to come through, and I'll end up trying to make my decision in about January or so, maybe early February.
Yep. Yeah, and obviously this year, I mean, obviously every year is a learning experience. What do you think you learned the most from the standpoint of football this year? Because I know you had a chance to work with Coach Carroll, who's been around a lot of really good quarterbacks over the last couple of years. You look at the quarterback that they had last year, Indorf, went up this year and lit it on fire as a freshman. What have you learned the most as a football player?
You know, Coach Carroll is honestly – a really, 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 really good coach. You know, he's taught me to become a better quarterback from just the way he teaches us to go through progressions and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm very thankful to be able to be coached by him because, as you said, he's coached a lot of great quarterbacks. And for me to be kind of a part of his pedigree now, you know, that's kind of like shocking. I never thought I'd be in this position. But knowing the St. Thomas just helped me become a smarter and more savvy football player. I feel like I progressed as a quarterback way more than I was in my junior year, and I'm forever thankful for that.
No doubt. Mason, I can't thank you enough. Congratulations on a great high school career. Now you embark on the next part of your life. Merry Christmas to you, your family, and we wish only the best for you. We'll be following you wherever you go and whatever you do. And again, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas to you as well.
You too. Mason Mallory, the quarterback for the state champion St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders. What a thrill to have won two state championships, two different teams. I mean, that's, listen, everybody kind of, you know, you go through your career and you say to yourself, wow, if I could just have one opportunity to do it. And here's a lot of these kids on St. Thomas Aquinas for the last 7 years. 7 years. And a lot of those seniors who were there from the beginning will have four state championships to talk about for the rest of their lives. But winning a state championship obviously is something that you just, it's tough to describe. And our next guest certainly had that opportunity this year as a member of Cardinal Newman. A great career, a great, great football lineage in his family. Somebody who started out back in the seventh and eighth grade, back at Belglades Day. And then this year, wrapped things up with a state championship. He's headed to West Virginia, one of the top athletes in the state. We welcome in Jairon Hewley. Jairon, thanks so much for taking the time. Merry Christmas to you and a congratulations. I know that state championship was really a cap of what has been a really, really impressive high school career.
Yes, sir. Same to you. Merry Christmas. And all glory to God for allowing me and my team to make it that far. We came out, we fought hard all four quarters, and just let God continue to bless me and my teammates as we go on, some of us to the next level. And the guys that returned to Cardinal, I wish them the best of luck.
Yep. And not only that, you knew by going to Cardinal Newman, there would be something at the end of the rainbow. You know that Coach Daniels and the coaching staff there, I mean, they're all business. You knew that they were going to bring in the right pieces. They were going to play the right teams. This year, you guys were challenged all year. You played Gainesville Buchholz, a team that went to the state semifinals. You played against a Tampa Jesuit team that, you know, that I thought should have been, you know, somewhere in 4A. I thought they might be in the state championship. You played Roman Catholic, a Philadelphia Philadelphia. You beat a defending state champion and a team that won it this year in West Boca Raton. Talk about this year, how you grew up, not just as a person, but as a total football player, because all you've heard the last couple of years, oh, Chaminade this, Chaminade that, you guys get over the hump, you finally beat them. Talk about what it was like for you when those clocks were all zero at FIU and you guys were standing on that podium wearing those medals. What was going through your head?
Just happiness, gratefulness to be in that position, playing at FIU, that state championship. It just meant a lot for me when I seen that clock hit 0-0-0. I knew that my dream finally came true because it held a legacy, like, for my family to make it to states, because not too many people in my family made it that far. Only my granddad, Jay Sider, he won a couple of state titles back-to-back. And then me being the next one up in family, it's just a dream come true. I've been wanting that since I was a little kid. When I first started at Glades Day, I knew it was going to be challenging, like, out of my whole high school career. But going to Carter Newman and Coach Jack trusted me. Last year we came up short, fell by 1 point to make it to states, and then this year we finally got over that hump of Chaminade. And like you were saying, like, the noise, Chaminade, Chaminade, Chaminade. We knew that it was going to be a good game. We knew we was going to have to fight, but I told Coach Jack the whole week of practice, if you put the ball in my hands, Coach, I promise you, when the clock hits 0-0, we're going to bring the state championship back to Carter Newman. Coach Jack trusted me last year and this year, and we just got the job done. And Coach Jack, he's a great coach, wonderful coach. I'm happy that my senior year and my junior year, and also my sophomore year, I was able to play under his program. And I just want to give a big shout out to Coach Jack Daniels.
Yeah, no doubt. He, one of the best ones, obviously, to do it. He was so calm, Jairon, after the game. It's like, you know, I went over to shake his hand, and you know, most coaches would just be elated. He acted like he just beat Spanish River. You know, he was just really calm, you know, just another game. And he said, you know what, it's all about the kids, and it's what they put in and what the coaches. And I believe that. I mean, you know, I was at your Clearwater Central Catholic game last year. I remember seeing your face at the end of the game. It was a tough loss. And then this year, I was there for the Tampa Carrollwood Day game, and I'm thinking, when that kid opened up the game with a kickoff return, I go, oh, no, not again. But you guys rallied. You played great football. And when I left the stadium after you guys had just handled Carrollwood Day, I texted somebody, and I said, you know what, Chaminade better bring their A game next week, because if they don't, they're going to get beat. And, you know what, I hate to be a prophet, but I knew the way you guys played, you know, the addition of a lot of new faces, the team, you know, it was a team game. Everybody, you know, picked everybody up in that contest. And certainly in that state championship game, when you took off on that long touchdown run, I'm sure when you got in that end zone, there was nothing. I mean, that had been a feeling that you probably couldn't have described. Talk about that, just to have scored that touchdown and had a lead on Chaminade and know that you could play with them.
So when Coach caught the play, I knew it was going to be a touchdown, because the whole game, you watched it. You seen what Chaminade was trying to do. They was trying to load the box, spy Phoenix, my outstanding running back I have that's going to gym, James Madison. I knew that once I seen the front they had against us and I seen them loading the box, I knew that touchdown I was going to get it, because as soon as I read that defensive end and I seen them, my left tackle block him, Braden Charney, he made an outstanding block, and then the linebacker, he flew with Phoenix to the right. I knew once I pulled that ball, I was going to the end zone. I was just all excitement. I knew, I said it in one of the videos, that it was going to be a long game, and it was. It was a long, tough game, and like I said, we're just blessed.
Yeah. Let's talk West Virginia, okay? That's a you made that commitment a while back to go there. What was special about that school? I know you've had family that went to that school in the past, have worked there and coached there. What was it about West Virginia? Was it because that they fit the style of football that you play. I know that's it's a great Morgantown's a really nice place. What was it about West Virginia that you said, you know what, I want to be there for a minute?
So, like you say, yeah, I made the commitment a while back. It's just Coach Rich Rod. He made me feel like West Virginia was the right place for me to be. Once he got there, he reached out to me. They re-offered me at quarterback, and he just stayed in touch with me ever since he's been there. The coaches, not every coach on the staff, reached out to me. They text me every day. They'll text me, just check up on me, see how I'm doing, how the family's doing. And also, I just knew that Coach Rich Rod, he progressed a lot of great quarterbacks. West Virginia, yes. A lot of great quarterbacks came out of West Virginia. And I knew the way Coach Rich Rod offense is ran since he's been coaching is my play style. And me coming into West Virginia, knowing that I can do the same thing I've been doing my high school career, and I can take it to the next level, is just a dream come true. Because a lot of quarterbacks, that's like my style, they'll go somewhere, but it's not the offense that they like. So me being able to go and play in the same offensive style front, it's just I'm thankful. I'm happy. I'm ready to get up there and get to work.
Yeah. And I mean, and just look at the quarterbacks, that he's had, whether he's at Michigan or Arizona or West Virginia, he's always been true to that your style of quarterback. And,
yes, sir.
Somebody who's mobile, somebody who can throw the ball, but also move the chains. And obviously you're a great fit for that program. And again, I can't thank you enough for spending some time with us this evening, Jairon. We've been watching you since like the seventh grade, man. Just when your uncle told me that he had a nephew that's coming up and to keep an eye on him. Well, here we are 5 years later, brother, and you're still everything that he said you would be. And congratulations on a great career. Again, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and the best luck at West Virginia. We'll be following you, and we'll be rooting for you all the way.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Jairon Hewley, and I'll tell you what a beast. I mean, he is a really, really, I mean, everybody wants to put him at safety or wide receiver, but I'll tell you what, you get with Rich Rodriguez, and he's loyal to his running quarterbacks. And certainly Jairon fits that to a T. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We take our final timeout. We'll come back and wrap things up for a 2025 right after this.
Let's get back to South Florida high school sports on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
Back to wrap things up with you for a Monday evening. And I thought it was a really good show, our last live show of the year. Don't forget, next week we'll have, a best of, some really good interviews, a couple of them from tonight, because there were some pretty good interviews that we had this evening. I had a chance to listen to Sean Havens from Bulls 247 talk about the hiring of Brian Hartline at University of South Florida. Also talked to Coach Miles Russ, the head coach at Kaiser University. His Seahawks went to the national championship game for the fourth straight year. Came up a little bit short. We talked University of Miami, Ohio State, with David Lake from the Inside the U. Does a great job as well. Talked to Sean Serra from Broward Education Foundation. They have the Krell Classic going on. Championship games, everything going on there. It's been a great tournament, great weekend of basketball for not only the local and the state, but teens, boys and girls from outside the area. Also, Mason Mallory, the quarterback from the state champion St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders, and also Jairon Hewley from the quarterback who's headed to West Virginia from Cardinal Newman and West Palm Beach, coming up with their first ever state title. That's going to do it for us. We thank you so much for checking us out and making part of your Monday evening. for Trevor Harris. I'm Larry Bluestein. Have a safe and Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.